You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2005. Isn't that music beautiful? I heard that first on Adam Curry's podcast, and then I heard it again on Wanda Wisdom's podcast, so I had to do a search to find it. And it turns out it is by Aaron Starks, and I downloaded it from Magnatune. And of course, I'll put a link on the show notes. And all of the music in today's show is by Aaron Starks. Lots of nice piano music. So today's the second day of Apple's iTunes 4.9 being out, and all day I checked and I'm still not listed on the Apple iTunes music store under the podcasts. So I don't know what's up with that. It's been more than 24 hours since I published my podcast there, so I don't know why it's not there yet, unless they have found some objectionable material, but I can't even imagine what that would be. So, who knows? But what I did do was I set up the feed manually through the podcast window. You can choose the advanced settings and insert your own feed, and there you go. It found my podcast and showed the last 8 or 10 episodes, and there it was. So I'm hoping that overnight, or maybe by the end of this podcast, it will be on there and people can download it and listen to it. I also need, again, I still need to figure out how to insert the iTunes tags into my feed, but I talked about that yesterday. I'm not going to talk about that today. What I was going to talk about was Bush's speech last night. Now, I'm not going to talk politics. I'm just going to say that I watched the speech. It was like 40 minutes long, and I thought a lot about it, listened to it, and then I came up with my own interpretation of George Bush's speech. So listen to my interpretation of George Bush's speech.
Thank you. Please be seated. Good evening. September the 11th, September the 11th, September the 11th, September the 11th, terror, 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 terror. My greatest responsibility as president is to remake our country of a totalitarian ideology that hates freedom, rejects tolerance, and despises all dissent. May God bless you all.
That's what I heard. That's all I heard. So I'm not going to rant or rave about politics. I'm just going to leave it at that, and that's my interpretation of it. This is definitely going to be a short podcast because I don't have that much to talk about, and I've had a very lazy day, although it started very early. I got up at 4:30 this morning to take my mother to the Senior Citizens Center so that she could catch a bus to go on a day trip with her senior citizen pals. The bus was leaving at 5:30 or something like that. So I got up at 4:30, went to her house. I didn't even take a shower. I put a hat on my head, put the iPod in my ears, and went. Picked her up and took her to the bus, or to the Senior Citizen Center. And of course, because she likes to get there very early, she was the only person there. Nobody was there yet. The bus wasn't there yet. Nobody else was there yet. It was just her, so I had to sit there with her for a couple minutes, which was fine. We chatted about this and that. And then when someone else came, I said, okay, I'm going to go home, go back to bed. So I kissed her goodbye, and I'll pick her up next Thursday. A week from Thursday, I should say, because today's Wednesday. A week from tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. So I come back home, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to crawl right back into bed. And I did, but I tossed and turned. I could not sleep. For the life of me, I could not fall back asleep. I don't know why. I mean, I only slept like 5 hours last night, which for some of you is maybe a lot, but I could not fall back asleep. I just couldn't. So I got I got up and, of course, started playing on the computer and downloading podcasts and continuously checking out iTunes, and I've just been lazy all day, laid on the couch, watched some TV, you know, because this is my first full day of summer vacation, so, and since I got up so early, I really don't have anything that I have to do, so I just decided, well, there are some things that I could do, but I figured that this could just be my one absolutely lazy day. So, I was lazy. And of course, since it's Wednesday, I am missing the boyfriend. He's got family in town, and so I haven't been able to see him, but I am going to see him tomorrow, but I am missing him. I know I've mentioned this before, but Wednesday is about the time of the week where I'm really missing him, if you know what I mean. Hint, hint. So, of course, I had to take matters into my own hands. But that was fun because the boyfriend, when I left his house on Saturday, he gave me a video, an old video of his, so I was watching that and pleasuring myself. So, but tomorrow he and I are going to go car shopping, look for cars, so that should be fun. And I got an email message from him just a few minutes ago saying that he went to the dentist and had his dental work done and his mouth wasn't feeling good. So it's probably just as well that we're not together because he wouldn't be able to do anything. Not that that's all we do. That's not. We do lots of things. So, you know. Anyway, let's see. I got an email from... I got lots of email, actually. Got an email from Tara, who asked me about wines, and I sent back some suggestions for her, and she wrote back saying thank you. So hopefully that works out for you, Tara. I think I'm going to burp. Nope, not going to be a burp. And then I got a message from... from Mystery Total, and he wants to know... who's got the prettier penis, me or W? Well, I'm not going to tell you that mystery. That's going to stay a mystery. Excuse me. And I got mail from Wanda Wisdom and Madge Weinstein because we're trying to get all the podcast, the queer cast together. And Madge Weinstein made a promo of all the queer casts. And I might play it at the end. I'm not sure. I don't know. And, of course, I got an email from our most faithful listener, Peter. And he sent a little clip about what Katie Holmes thinks about her new boyfriend or her new fiancé. Listen to that.
Gay men are so hot.
Katie knows something we don't know. Thank you for sharing that, Peter. I thought that was funny. So, there's not a whole lot going on. This might be the absolute shortest podcast in history. Well, no, maybe not. I don't know. Today I've just been in one of those moods, and it's funny how it hits me about the middle of the week. I'm just, you know, just not bored, not, you know, not sad, just blah. I was almost in one of my Nina Simone moods, but I listened to this Aaron Starks music, and I love it, so I love his music. All right, I'm not going to waste your time. I think I'll just cut it at that and let it go because I can't think of anything else to talk about. It's that middle of the week, nothing to talk about kind of thing. Maybe I'll have more information or something to talk about tomorrow night. Well, I will because I'm going to see the boyfriend tomorrow and we'll talk about cars. And I might take the iRiver with me and record some audio. So before I go, why don't you go ahead and listen to this promo from... Actually, no, it's too long. I'm not going to play that promo from Madge. It was too long. I'm not going to play that. I will play my promo one more time. Listen to my promo like you don't already know that. All right, I'll play my promo. Hold on. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. No shtick, no characters, no celebrities. Just talk. Talk about politics, movies, books, wine, and the daily life of a regular gay man, and sometimes his boyfriend, living in the Washington, D.C. area. So check out my podcast at archerradio.com. Okay, yeah, so I think you've heard that before. I think I played it once before. All right, that's enough of that. Now I'm really going to end the podcast because I'm at a loss for words for once, maybe. Okay, kids. So until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.